ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean it. To clean what? To clean your home, the place where you live. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you clean your kitchen, where you prepare your food. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your living room, the place where you sit down. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your entertainment room, the place where you have friends come over to entertain. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your bathroom. Nobody wants to go and use somebody's filthy bathroom. Clean your bedroom chambers, the place where you lay down upon your bed and sleep. Clean your closets. Clean the windows in your home. Clean the ceilings. Clean the walls and get that stench and that foul odor out of your home. Clean your floors. Get the dust off your floors. Clean your carpets. Get the dirt and the stains out of your carpet. Clean your mirrors. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your smart TV screen. Clean your computer screen and your laptop screen and your smartphone screen. Clean your clothing. If you got dirty clothes, clean them. Clean your trash container. Get that foul smell out of your house. If you have a parking garage attached to your home, well, go and clean your parking garage. Clean your physical body. If your body's dirty, clean your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Clean your eyes and your ears and your nose. Clean your mouth. Clean your pubic areas. Clean your armpits. You need to clean it. The moral of the story is there's so much that you can do at home to better yourself and to better your life than to go outside of your home and to appear to have your stuff together until you go back home or invite someone to come to your home and the first thing they recognize is your house stinks and it's dirty and it's filthy and it's not clean. How long you think you're going to have a guest stay at your house and visit you and your house stinks and it's filthy and it's dirty? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean it. You need to clean it.